Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
And we're back. You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. I am Carrie Weber, along with Father Matt Malone, and we are talking with Father Joe Parks about his work with the Cristo Rey Network. This is a network of high schools that were founded to give students who would otherwise maybe not get this educational opportunity a chance to have both a first-class education and work experience, which then helps to pay for their education. So it helps a lot of underprivileged students get a really great education and go on to college. And we welcome your calls here on the Catholic Channel at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC, 1-888-322-8465. Father Joe, I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about how the students at your schools actually find out about these schools. How do they make it into this Cristo Rey network?
Well, when we first opened, we were very pleased that, you know, we had nice articles in the New York Times and in the New York Daily News. We were on a couple of television stations, and somebody pointed out to us, you really have to get out more into the streets and into the neighborhoods to get known by the families that you are serving. So early on, I would drive around to all the Catholic grammar schools. It was easier to get into them than the public schools. Make believe I was just in the neighborhood and drop off with the secretary a whole bunch of brochures about the school. Bit by bit, the word of mouth did really work. And we also have our own director of admissions, and we encourage our current students to talk up our school back at their own grammar schools. So now we actually have more students coming from a combination of public and charter schools than we have coming from Catholic schools. We're very happy about that. I'm also very pleased that the number of applicants to our school keeps growing and growing, even while at the same time the average family income remains just about $30,000, with an average adjusted available income, which takes into account local cost of living and the four basic necessities, of negative $9,000 and change.
Wow.
So we are serving the right community without a doubt. We're not taking as many chances academically on students anymore, although the bottom quarter pretty much of all of our classes are at least a year and in some cases 2 years behind grade level. Our retention rate has gotten very, very much better since we opened 12 years ago. Our first class, we graduated about 46% of those who started. The last 2 years, we've graduated 87% of those who started. And the main reason for that is we now have learning specialists and a school psychologist and a very, very well articulated academic support program for the students who struggle. So the word is out about who we are. The other thing that helps us a lot is our college acceptances and our own college graduation rate. So to give you an example, we had 93 students graduate in 2015 in June. All 93 of those students are at four-year colleges and universities right now in two countries. Yes, two. We have our first overseas enrollee at the University of Nottingham in England. They're in nine different states and the District of Columbia. And the top 24 students in that class, basically the first quartile of the class, are all attending most or more selective colleges and universities, including places like Georgetown, Swarthmore, Boston College, Fordham, and many, many other great schools around the country.
Well, you're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. We're talking with Father Joe Parks from the Cristo Rey New York High School. And we have a caller. Janet, welcome to America This Week. Are you there, Janet?
Oh, yes. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm in my car, and I hope you can hear me okay. I live in a place called the Villages in Florida. And in that area, we have a lot of children who live in the forest in Ocala, and they have to go, like, to Publix and Walmart to take a bath before they can even go to school. And there's a lot of other poor students who do go to school in the areas. And I was wondering if Father Parks could give me or send me some information on how we might be able, because there's over 144,000 homes of retired people down there who like to do a lot of philanthropic work. And I would like to see something like this get done for our children in Florida who are very, very poor.
Well, Janet, thank you very much for the call. And we'll take your email address off the air. But Joe.
Janet, we will be in touch with you today. I'm very happy to announce, by the way, we opened in Milwaukee and Dallas this summer. Next summer, we're opening in Tampa and in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're also looking at a couple of other possible sites in the state of Florida. So we'll certainly get in touch with you and let you and your friends know how to get in touch with our central office in Chicago, and they will get you the information about beginning a feasibility study. Thank you very much.
I thought one of the most interesting things about what she said was, you know, you only need to be remotely familiar with how education works to see how people from underrepresented communities are really negatively affected. And one of the things that I've always loved about the Cristo Rey model is that, you know, the Jesuits, of course, we have this preferential option for the poor, right? And for the underdog, and we work on it a lot in philosophy and theology and in our parishes and all the rest. But here was an opportunity to really dive down and say, okay, how can this commitment really be truly realized in collaboration with lay folks and in a model that is really sustainable?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question about it. The Jesuit emphasis since our 32nd General Congregation in the early 1970s under the great leadership of the late Father Pedro Arrupe, we've clearly talked about the faith that does justice. They're integrally intertwined. And this is a concrete manifestation. The Cristo Rey model flowed out of it. If it's a very interesting history, our brothers and colleagues in Latin America created the Fe Alegria model. Jesuits in New York started the Nativity Middle School model back in the 1960s. There are now about 55 Nativity San Miguel schools around the country. The Jesuits in Detroit started a Loyola High School in downtown Detroit for the African American community. Chicago Jesuits created the Cristo Rey model. And now we have lots of other communities and dioceses involved in these 30 schools. The Jesuits are involved, I'm proud to say, in about 40% of the schools. So there's no question that it has been a response. I'm also very happy to let you know that there are 28 Jesuit colleges and universities in the United States. Students from our own school in East Harlem have attended 14 of those colleges and universities, in very large numbers in particular, at Regis in Denver, at Marquette, at Loyola University in Chicago, at Fordham University in the Bronx, at Holy Cross and Boston College in New England, and at Georgetown University in Washington.
Now, I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about the New York school that you've been so involved with and what that has been like for you. And also, is there a particular student or story that has come out of that experience that's really struck you or that really stuck with you or that kind of exemplifies what this program is all about?
Great. Well, thank you, Kerry. Yes, I had been the president of St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City, my alma mater, for 7 years. That school was founded in 1872. I had been the president of Fordham Prep in the Bronx for 8 years. That school was founded in 1841. And all of a sudden, I wound up at a startup high school. And somebody asked me early on, what's the difference? And I said, at St. Peter's and at Fordham Prep, when I mentioned, why don't we try this, people would always say, we never did it that way before. And at Cristo Rey, when I'd say, why don't we do this? People would say, yeah, because we've never done it before. It was a very different mindset. And I think it revivified me. And a lot of my friends said, you look younger and happier than you've been in years. Not that I love my time at Fordham Prep and St. Peter's Prep, but it's a challenge to make things happen. One of my great examples was the first week the doorbell didn't work, the technology didn't work. It was very, very hot in 2004. I had to go to the dentist one day, And I come back from the dentist, and the phone rings immediately, and it's Piano to Piano telling me that Cardinal Egan had purchased this great piano for us, and did we want it delivered on the second floor through the window or on the ground floor? And I'm going, oh, my God. I'm very grateful to Cardinal Egan, but I want the doorbell to work. Where are we going to? That's the type of thing that happens at the beginning. It's a great challenge to establish your culture, but we have a great principal, Bill Ford, who established a culture of respect for one another and respect for learning that grew and grew and grew. So our first years were a little rough. Needless to say, we didn't have 100% four-year college attendance in our first several schools. But we stuck with it. We had a great group of young faculty members and then young residential volunteers. All kinds of volunteers come in to help tutor our students, work with them in the academic support program. And then, of course, our job sponsors and our donors have been extraordinary. Abiezer Mendez was a triplet, is a triplet. His two brothers were, the three of them were in our first class. Abiezer worked at J.P. Morgan Chase his last year with us when we got a job team in there. He won a Thomas Lebrecht Fellowship to Fordham. So anything that the government or Fordham didn't pay, this fellowship paid. He worked every school year, part-time, and every summer full-time at J.P. Morgan Chase. He walked out of there with a contract which paid him more than his father had ever made in his life, Dominican Republican immigrants, his parents with six kids. He did very well at J.P. Morgan Chase for 2.5 years, had several promotions, and about 3 or 4 months ago, he was recruited away by Barclays to be our first assistant vice president, and he's assistant vice president for community involvement. That's one great story.
Extraordinary story.
Wow.
I mean, that is an extraordinary story. Go ahead with another.
I was saying, another young woman and another classmate of his, Amadani Bonsignor from Washington Heights. Abiezer was from East Harlem, really our neighborhood. Amadani graduated from us in 08, graduated from Fordham. She expressed a great interest in becoming an attorney. The provost there, Stephen Friedman, really pushed her to do that. We found out there was an opening at Seward and Kissel, wound up that their HR person is the sister of the HR person at Skadden-Arp. So when they were looking for a paralegal, the Seward and Kissel woman called her sister at Skadden-Arp and said, what's the name of that school that you have those great young kids working from? So they got in touch with us. I recommended Amadani. She was hired at Seward and Kissel. They loved her. She told one of the associate partners that she was interested in law school. He happened to be having dinner with a good friend and his friend's fiance, and it wound up, he told them about it for some reason, and the fiance of his friend worked in the admissions office at the University of Wisconsin Law School. So Amadani got a $33,000 a year package to go to the University of Wisconsin Law School and has just finished her first year. And she was interviewed by Lord and Day in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, Jones Day Law Firm, which employs our students here in New York. And we're hoping that she'll be an intern there next summer and eventually get a position with them. No pressure on you, Jones Day.
But if anyone's listening, you heard it here. Now, I imagine as much as the word is out in the community and even in the corporate world in which you are working about what a great program this is, the word must be out also among prospective teachers.
Correct.
Yeah. So where are the teachers coming from and what is their profile?
Well, the teachers come from all over the country and indeed from all over the world. And a lot of our visitors, we have lots of visitors and all of you are invited to come and visit our school. We're at 112 East 106th Street in East Harlem. We'll provide them. You can find us on the website very easily, CristoRayMY.org. But visitors always say, I introduce them to faculty members, residential volunteers, staff, and they say, how do you get people like, how do you find people like this? And I say, you know what? They find us. Mm. They love our mission. They hear about our mission, and they want to come to us. So I was telling Kerry and Matt on the way over, we have 8 students every year just out of college, 4 in each class. First, and they stay with us for 2 years. In the last couple of years, we've had a farm boy from Texas who graduated from Duke, young woman from the wilds of Minnesota who graduated from Notre Dame, young woman from Kansas City who graduated from Gonzaga. We have teachers who've graduated from great schools, from particularly Jesuit colleges, Georgetown, Fordham, Boston College, Holy Cross, St. Joseph's. Just fabulously dedicated young people who put in long hours and don't get a lot of recompense and love what they're doing.
And this is their first teaching assignment for most of them?
No. We try to get people who've had at least a little bit of teaching work, but for some of them, it is the first teaching assignment. I might also report that while our good friend Amadani Bonsignor wants to become a lawyer, we've had several, you know, we like to call them recovering lawyers, young people who practice law for 3 or 4 years and decide they want to do something different, and they come with us, and they're terrific.
So if anybody at Jones Day hears that and is tired of pushing paper.
You're welcome to come with us.
And it creates such a wonderful mix of people, right? You have that corporate environment, you have the educational environment, you have volunteers, you have people from all different backgrounds. And so you really kind of get a nice cross-section of people all in one place.
Correct. There's no question about that. And it's a very diverse makeup. You know, we have people from Argentina, from Haiti, from Colombia, from Peru, and from one of the from Puerto Rico, all on our faculty. As I say, the people come from all over the country and indeed from all over the world, and that adds a lot to the mixture that we have. One of the things too that we're able to do, because a lot of our people, like the woman who runs now our corporate work study program, is a lawyer. She's a Georgetown undergrad, BC law. Practiced law with Goodwin and Proctor for 3 years, decided to move out of that, came to us, was our chief financial officer for 4 years, and now is running the corporate work study program. So she has a whole network of people from her schools, from her family, from her law practice, and loved the firm she was at and has great relationships with people there. That adds a lot to what we have. I use a lot of my contacts from, I spend a lot of my time on boards. I'm on the Georgetown board. I did 20 years on the Fordham board, 18 years on the St. Peter's College board. So I have a lot of connections, and I'm always explaining to the students, you know, I'll ask them, where do you work? Thomson Reuters. I said, do you know how we got the job there? No. I said, well, Bob DeLeo is the chair of the Fordham board. He used to be the executive vice president and the chief financial officer. That's how we got in there. They begin to see that networking is very, very important.
Right,
so.
Right.
Our kids have that.
Because these stories are all about personal relationships. And I wonder if in the little time you have left, what are some of the challenges right now that the network faces that you're working on day to day?
Right. I think one of our biggest challenges is the work that the students do in our corporate work study program is generally described as entry-level clerical. The biggest threat to our model, really, our financial sustainability is the disappearance of entry-level clerical work.
Oh, sure.
For example, a good friend who's now on the America Media Board, Peter Howe, told me several years ago when I was describing this, he said, Joe, you have to understand that property rental, office rental space in New York City is too expensive for clerical work.
Right.
And a lot of it is getting moved either offshore or out of the New York metropolitan area. So we're giving the kids, training them a little more in tech skills and things like that. We in New York have a need for about another 5 or 6 job sponsors right now, and several of our schools around the country have need. We believe that we appeal very much to the philanthropic spirit of companies, and we also provide a pipeline of diversity for companies. A couple of weeks ago, there was a major article in the New York Times about how few African Americans are partners in law firms throughout the United States. I checked with our office in Chicago. Last year, we had 976 Cristo Rey kids around the country working at 1,700 different law firms. This year, there'll be over 1,000.
Wow.
And 34% of our students are African American. That means that in this coming school year, 340 young African American men and women who attend Cristo Rey high schools will be working in law firms across the United States.
Yeah.
That's how you begin to diversify the makeup of law firms.
That's how you affect change. And again, that web address if people want to learn more?
www.cristorey.org. And I'm JPARKES at CristoReyMY.org. Thank you very much, Kerry and Matt, and thank you to SiriusXM and to all you listeners. God bless.
All right. Father Joe, thanks so much for being on the show and for the good work that you and your colleagues are doing at Cristo Rey New York and throughout the country. It's an amazing story.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on SiriusXM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.